Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I grew up surfing in Southern California and came to the North Coast in 1993. It took me 4 years to brave the frigid waters of Humboldt, and I'm glad I finally did. If you know much about surfing, you know about the rivalry between the 11-time world champion Kelly Slater and 3-time world champ Andy Irons. It goes like this. In 1992, Kelly Slater won his first world title, becoming the youngest champion ever at age 20. He ran off a string of victories that produced 5 more world titles. Kelly Slater then retired with 6 world titles under his belt and few rivals. But in 2003, Slater was lured back onto the World Championship Tour by the ascent of a cocky young Kauaian surfer named Andy Irons. Andy ascended to become world champ in 2002, won again in 2003, and made it a hat trick in 2004. To watch these two outstanding surfers go head-to-head from 2003 to 2006 was one of the best draws for professional surfing imaginable. Kelly Slater is a precision master, smart, smooth, calculating. His personal lifestyle is clean-cut and well-mannered. Early on, he decided to stay away from drugs and alcohol, perhaps because his dad had been an alcoholic. Andy Irons was big, brash, bold, and cocky in both his lifestyle and his surfing. His first year on the World Championship Tour, he partied so hard that he lost his spot on the WCT. With determination, he came back surfing better than ever. Andy Irons was the first competitor to challenge Slater publicly and the only one to back up his braggadocio with victories, including beating Slater at major events like the Pipe Masters. But Slater proved relentless. He surfed back and won a 7th World Championship in 2005. He won again in 2006, making him an 8-time world champ at age 34, the oldest ever to win the WCT. He won again in 2008, 2010, and 2011. 11 world titles, a record unlikely to be matched. Meanwhile, in 2009, Andy Irons withdrew from the world tour for personal reasons. He sought to come back in 2010 as a wild card and won the Billabong Pro Tahiti, held at the fierce break called Chopo. It looked like Andy Irons had a chance of returning to style and his winning ways. After all, he'd married in 2007 and with a young son, perhaps was settling down. But in the fall of 2010, he withdrew from a contest in Puerto Rico, flew to the mainland, and was waylaid in Texas, appearing very ill. Some said he had dengue fever. Andy Irons died on November 2nd in Grapevine, Texas, at age 32. The medical examiner's office concluded that Irons died from cardiac arrest, but it lists a second cause of death, acute mixed drug ingestion. I am not holding up Kelly Slater as a saint, but he is likely to watch his daughter grow up, and he's still surfing at a world-class level at age 43. The talented Andy Irons cut short both his life and career by choosing to use a fatal mix of drugs. I find the stories of these two surfers both sobering and sadly instructive. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.